Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 14, Macho Pikachu.
Macho Pikachu, and witness its many beauties for yourself. Due to as yet unexplained meteorological conditions, Macho Pikachu remains perpetually ensconced in heavy fog. The spirit of Macho Pikachu is the hand outstretched. All who enter are granted immediate citizenship and the benefits thereof, including immediate access to a money card and a virtually unlimited line of credit. But before we can sail our ships through the Nylon Gates, we must first navigate this seas of time. Centuries ago, men were fools. To produce their margaritas, they steered the earth and raked the land. They stored their information in temples and JPEGs, grasping in the darkness and chaos. This is where the story of Macho Pikachu begins. For most of human history, the production of limes destroyed many millions of lives. And then, our ancient ancestors, the seven emperors of Macho Pikachu, with their exceeding wisdom and insight into the nature of frozen blended alcoholic beverages, were able to develop the mineralization of margarita ingredients. They seeded the mountains with margarita, a unique substance formulated to remain at 0 degrees Celsius, despite the ambient temperature. Over time, our absurdly great city grew strong. Perks were attained. The age of the great sponsorships, the market enlightenment, and the credit revival. Under the Council of the Seven Emperors, the city flourished. To thank the Seven Emperors for their contributions, the citizens and corporations representing the citizens of Macho Pikachu erected great elevators to space as metaphorical temples in praise of the Seven Emperors. The Seven Emperors of Macho Pikachu have taken the swords of civic disorder and forged them into the keys of progress. They built a grand and glorious metropolis, which shall surely remain the seat of art and science for all time.
That ride was pretty exciting, huh?
That was so much fun.
I learned a lot, I have to say.
It was educational but entertaining.
You know, maybe it's kind of a blessing that Sloppy Joe ran off. I don't think he could have handled that ride.
True.
This city is going to be awesome.
This is amazing. I mean, look around. This place is huge.
It smells nice, too.
Those animatronics were so realistic.
I was impressed by their lifelike movements.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we've been in a city.
Oh, a tiki hut. And it's happy hour.
Oh, look, it's a WizTech computers. I'll be right back.
Hey, wait, guys. What about the mission? Hey. Oh, wait. Churros.
3 months later, Malcolm can't quit eating churros. He joins a gym to lose weight.
Whoa, that was a hell of a moon cycle today.
Okay, great job, you guys. You guys did great today. But remember, we got the blood moon cycles coming up, and it's not only a time of fitness, but it's a time of judgment, where it will test not only your body, but your faith. So just be sure you guys are ready for that. I'll see you next week. Malcolm, can I see you over here for a minute?
Yeah, sure, Elizabeth.
Malcolm, I was noticing that when you were doing the third phase of the cycling trial, your nips are looking like real puffy. And I can tell that you've just been overeating, eating late at night. And I just don't want you to be paying for something that you can't do and just basically have no right
no,
to
No, you're right. So, you're righteous, Lily.
I mean,
this
is for you.
I know, you're not right.
I'm not that kind of person.
You're tough but fair. I'm with you.
Why am I tough?
Well, that's good. That's what you want out of somebody that can help you, you know, through these exercise regimens. It's really good. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's a compliment, you know. So, you know, anyway, though, you know, thank you for that feedback. But, you know, I was just wondering if maybe you were busy tonight. Maybe you wanted to go out and grab a margarita at Bito Bito or something, or,
have some time. I actually don't eat food, like, just my boyfriend just spent barley water into each other's mouths.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it awkward. I just, you know.
Because that food stores, like, poisons in your fat, your body fat.
You know,
all
for the record, margarita
poison.
Isn't technically a food anyway.
It's a mineral.
I just thought, you know, you have a beautiful sternum piercing. I love the way that
you know,
your arm hair.
Maybe, like, you should just pay for the sweet lesson.
Okay. Just run that through the whole thing.
Malcolm, I'm sorry. It says that your car.
Let me see that for a second.
Don't grab it from me
right now.
Just take it out of my hand.
Now? Can I take it out?
Yeah, now!
Okay, alright.
Now!
Alright. Look, I don't know what happened. I need another way to re-up my funds. I wasn't paying attention.
I can't be here anymore, so, like, I can't, you know. It's cool that, like, we attract a different, eclectic mix of people.
All kinds
of people are welcome.
If
you can't pay, stay.
Okay, I'll pay. I don't have a problem paying. Just, you know, point me in the right direction to get some
There's
more.
There's an ATM down the street at Puja Puja. So
next door to the sandal rack,
like,
place?
First of all, leave my place of business right now. And then just continue walking.
These sandals, that's where I got those sandal racks.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm leaving.
I don't care
I'm leaving. Shush, Elizabeth. I'm sorry it couldn't work out. So, bye. ATM. Automatic. Teller nipple. Well, whatever gets me free money to keep going in paradise. Okay. Step one, remove shirt. Step two, insert nipple into receptacle.
What?
Nipple. And then step three, no, really, insert your nipple into receptacle. Don't laugh about it. Step four, no, really, nice try putting your pinky in there. Put your actual nipple in there. No joking. No one's looking at you right now. Just put your nipple in the machine if you want free money. Well, I guess what do I got to lose? Let's see. Okay. Ah! Oh, ow. Oh, but look. There's funny popping out here. Well, I guess I just trade a moment of pain for thousands of dollars. I guess that's worth it. Get my shirt back on. All right, now, where do I want to go next?
Probably back to the moon cycle, Malcolm.
Where'd that voice come from?
Down and to the left.
What? There's a voice coming out of my nipple clamp.
It's been a long time, Malcolm.
Been a long time what?
Since our last meeting.
I don't know who you are.
But I know who you are.
Oh, really?
Our first encounter was aboard the SS Ladybird, where you were given your first nip clip. From there, we had many adventures, traveling through space as boon companions. When eventually we arrived at Craig Tomfer's ship.
You mean the musician Craig Tomfer? That guy? He's pretty good.
Yeah, you Earth people consider him a musician, but in the Whispit colonies, he's a high-ranking admiral. He kept you prisoner and forced me and Gilroy aboard Gonka's ship and jettisoned us towards the nearest sun. But he had forgotten about the slingshot effect, and we were thrust into America's past. We arrived in North America during our first Civil War, where we had many hilarious hijinks. Gilroy eventually died of old age, as humans do. I, on the other hand, hunkered down in what old technology I could find. And now, here we are, Malcolm, reunited. Long lost lovers. Yes, you know we were lovers.
Okay, so I have a couple questions about your story there, but what should I call you again?
I've always liked Ralph.
So you knew the other Malcolm?
Yes, quite closely.
How's he doing? What's he like? What's going on with him?
He's not doing so good. You really need to get up there as quickly as possible. According to my calculations, the best estimate of arrival is reached if we use the space elevator. Are you familiar with
the... Oh my god. I am completely familiar with the space elevator. Actually, we have a huge plan in place that was supposed to get us, but we just kind of got distracted. I mean, this place is pretty cool, so we just kind of got off track a little
bit. Your plan seems to involve eating churros and moon cycling. Do you even have a team organized?
Well, actually, I do. And, you know what? Ralph, we're gonna go find him right now.
Let's get the band back together.
Okay. 234 West Carnivaw Street. Man, this is it. This is a nice villain. Looks like Skidmark's done really well for himself.
I'm detecting a heated argument inside these buildings.
Well, that's an odd doorbell sound.
Who is it?
Jeez. Skidmark, I missed you, man.
Oh, it's you.
Hey.
Oh, boy, you should have called.
You are so embarrassing.
This is not the good... Hang on a minute, Audron.
Oh.
Just give me a minute.
Okay, who's this?
This is my wife that I built. My robot wife, Audron.
You have friends? You've never introduced me to any of your friends.
You gotta save me, Malcolm. You gotta get me out of here.
I'm Malcolm.
She removed her own off switch.
I'm Malcolm.
I don't know what to do.
Well, look. Hey, Skid. You know, I just had kind of a realization. We need to get back on mission. We need to go find that other Malcolm.
Mission?
We need to interrupt that Whizbit press conference that's scheduled. We need
right.
to get up to the moon, remember?
I got so easily distracted.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta say, Macho Pikachu is really a handful.
Big
There's
time.
There's great stuff everywhere.
I know.
You never let me go anywhere, though.
Audron.
Skidmark.
Do you mind if I come on in for a second?
Oh, by all means,
okay.
Come in.
Whoa, this place is... Yes, it smells like vinegar.
I'm making soup.
Hey, Audron, we are on a mission to stop the Whizbit Corporation. We were kind of on a mission to do that when we got distracted and spent the last 3 months kind of goofing around here in
Is that what I am to you, Skidmark?
No.
I'm just goofing around.
Malcolm.
You made me.
Malcolm.
Yeah, Skid?
You have to be careful with your words, Malcolm.
Okay.
No, Audron, no. I didn't.
Well,
I'm not just goofing around. I take this very seriously. I mean, do you want to go with me, or do you mind if I go and finish the mission? Is that okay? Is it okay if I go?
Thank you for asking so nicely. I would love to go.
Okay.
I gotta introduce you to one more person.
Who's
that? This is Ralph.
Nice to meet you.
No, I know. It's weird.
Malcolm, you know how much trouble this is gonna cause me?
I'm sorry, but look, you still have to go.
Do you mind just giving us some space while we talk? Maybe you could go and just shut off for a little while or something. I'm sorry.
You know I can't shut off. I lost that button a long time ago.
Well, technically, you carved it out of yourself.
Okay, look.
Passive-aggressive control gesture.
Guys, are we all ready to go?
Is that okay with you, Audron?
I have to pack my space.
Oh, God.
Why don't I help you? Let's all go do it together.
Well, it's. I'm glad she figured out a way to reroute her power system so she doesn't need all those extension cords. That's great.
It makes me so happy.
At least one of us can do it, Skidmark.
Hey, Ralph, where is the,
Callie's apartment should be the third door on the left.
Oh, this is kind of a rundown apartment.
I haven't seen Callie in ages.
You've never told me about the.
I'm sorry, I just... so much to do.
Come in, come in!
Hello! Welcome to my home!
Oh, hi there!
Good morning!
Good morning!
I mean, afternoon!
Afternoon.
Skid! Skidmark, come here!
Hi there!
Skiddy, skid, skid!
Oh, shake hands! Shake hands! That is
a long handshake!
Talia, there's someone I'd like you to meet! My new wife, robot, Audra!
Hello!
Hi!
You're cold.
You're drunk.
Okay, hey, anyway, hey, Thalia, it's great to see you again.
Good to see you!
Hey, we've all been pretty distracted for the last 3 months.
You know what?
I haven't. No?
I have been planning, guys.
Oh.
I have been leading everyone around me.
Okay.
I've been...
Who's around?
Oh, you know, Margie...
Margie.
Marguerite.
Okay.
There's no one else here.
We need to get back on mission. We need to get back on track. Yes. I mean, it's been a great 3 months. I mean, this town has a lot to offer.
Yes.
It is very fun. But really, we need to get up to the moon.
On the mission.
And remember,
we gotta do
stop.
The mission.
Yes, exactly.
We gotta go on
You're
the
dancing.
We gotta defeat Wizbit.
Oh, I'm all over it, guys.
Okay, great. All right.
I'm ready to lead this group.
Is that a margarita
I'm
in your
ready
hand?
To lead... this crew.
Are you,
Oh, did you want one?
Oh, you're
Do you guys want a drink? Look at my margarita machine.
Look at... it's blue, it's yellow,
it's, a little,
it's red.
A little
what flavor do you want?
A little early for me.
Do you want strawberry? Oh, it's after 12. You're
so
good.
So let's get going,
Wait. I have to have my first margarita of the day.
First margarita?
Okay,
yeah.
Just set one down.
We deserve a drink.
Woo! Wow! That's mostly alcohol.
Okay. Hey, so we still need to find Sloppy Joe. So,
here you go, Malcolm.
I mean, thank you. He stormed off
Sloppy
after the...
Joe!
Yeah, then we need to get to the moon. We need to get
and
to the space elevator to get to the moon. So,
great.
Okay.
It's gonna be
yeah,
great.
I'll dance too.
You know what?
I'll dance too.
It is 12:01.
Uh-oh.
Let's have a drink. Here, try this one, Skid.
I'll try
it. I know you love lemons.
You told me you don't like lemons.
I don't like lemon cookies, but lemon margaritas are
Let's
okay.
Let's go, but let's finish our drinks. I'm gonna have a drink, because I haven't had one
okay,
yet.
Okay, how about if we just drink and,
drink and
walk?
Go.
Let's take them on the road!
Okay, cool. Let me grab my margarita machine, because I need that.
Cool. You're wrecking your
wall. I'm just going to tie this rope around it and drag it to our destination.
Okay, but I don't think you're going to be able to get it out of the
door. It doesn't look like it's going to fit.
Hun, can you hand me some salt?
Me?
Yeah.
You just pulled me on.
Yeah.
Here's some salt. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
We need that for the road.
She really must
be drunk. Oh, and Skid, get some limes. I know you like your fruit.
Okay. Oh, I do love fruits.
But don't eat it, because it's for the juice. Okay.
I'll try.
Follow me, everybody.
Okay, hey, it's actually this way.
Let's go this way.
All right.
Skidmark!
What?
Hold my hand.
Oh, okay. I love you, honey.
Tighter.
Oh, you're crushing my hand. You're crushing. Oh, I love you so much.
Thank you. That was for earlier.
Well, I guess we'll just head towards
there! The... Oh, look out!
Oh!
You tackled me to the ground. Now I have dirt on my dress.
I was trying to save your life. You almost died.
That's true. He saved you from this spear that's still vibrating right here.
You could have been gentler about it.
I'm so sorry.
Guys, there's a note on this.
Can I read it? Dear colonialists, I mean friends, you are invited to... a play.
Plays are fun. Go on.
Okay.
It's at 8 p.m.
And you should probably drink when you're there.
It does not say that.
No, I'm serious. It's BYOB because they ain't got no liquor license yet. Them things is expensive around here. Sloppily yours, your mama, a daddy, Sloppy Joe. P.S. to my loving son, Malcolm. Sorry I've been all incommunicado for the past several months. I had a lot of stuff I had to work out. I want to be the best daddy I can be for y'all. P.S.S. I just wanted to let y'all know this is not a trap. Your safety will not be compromised when you come out and see the show. So nothing to be afraid of. Don't bring it, no weapons, nothing like that. Just bring yourselves. come as you are. It ain't that kind of place with a jacket requirement. And yeah, hope to see you there. Thanks for supporting local theater.
Wow, it really does go on for a long time there.
I don't know about you guys, but I'd love to try to get Sloppy Joe back. So I think we should head to that theater and watch that show, and maybe
it's
we could talk to him.
It's Pizzicato's show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like we're coming full circle.
Yeah. Guys, that's really sweet.
I'm slightly suspicious of that PSS. Sounds like it might be a trap. I know I'm only a artificial intelligence with superior knowledge and locally sourced database.
You don't know Sloppy Joe, Ralph, like we do.
That just seems like normal slop.
And there's no possible way that he would invite us all to a giant theater to trap us and kill us or something.
There is no animosity between him and any other people in this group.
Not that I remember.
Nope.
I can't think of any reason why.
So, hey, Thalia?
Yeah?
Grab that margarita machine.
Okay.
We're going to the theater.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talents this week include
Nicholas Batanti,
Joel Gray,
David Hillbaum,
Audra Jantz,
Nicole Pascaretta.
Additional music by Silenump, Where Could My Keys Be, and theme music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Thanks to our Patreon supporters Thomas Schultz and Dr. Boyfriend. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity, episode 15. 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15.